What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Rumors Roundup and everything that you need to know WWE. What's going on, Matt?
Nothing much, man. I'm a little tired today, but I love doing these videos. It's like a weekly thing now. Let's just get right into it, guys. Expect this more from us. There has been some crazy rumors in the rumor mill. I just want to kick it right off with Leo Rush, as you guys all know, former Cruiserweight Champion 205 Live, former WWE Superstar. And now he was in AEW after being released by WWE last week. He actually just took to Twitter and Instagram and social media yesterday morning that he is retiring from professional wrestling. So I guess he tore his ACL during his match at Double or Nothing this past week. It's just catching up to him, pretty much, he's saying. So his time's done.
Hey, even though people might call wrestling fake, the injuries are still very real, and there's a lot of wear and tear on the body. So, I mean, he's still quite young. I think he's in like his 30s or something like that, maybe even in his late 20s. So, you know, if he tore his ACL and the wear and tear is just getting too much for him, might as well get out before it's too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I
applaud that. Him flying around at his caliber at that age too. You know, you're still young, but flying around like that, the moves he did, I think his time is pretty much up. He gave it everything he got. So kudos.
Oh, yeah, nothing but respect.
Well, let's kind of go next. Everybody, you've probably been hearing about Eva Marie. She actually is set to Monday Night Raw next week with a bodyguard, some type of muscle figure next to her. Some people don't know who it is, but we really are thinking it's either Mercedes Martinez or Piper Niven from NXT. So some type of muscle next to her, I could see it.
All red, everything. I mean, I think she'd fit more in that manager role anyway. She was never that really good of an in-ring competitor, but I'd love to see her get in the ring and show her improved skills. But I think a manager role to start her off would be absolutely perfect.
Well, kind of freshening up the women's locker room with Eva Marie, let's talk about a superstar shakeup. There have been reports of one. Of course, you guys know the rumors can be true, rumors cannot be true. But
take them with a grain of salt.
Websites, yep, say that Vince does not see one happening anytime soon. But some others say there is a report of a superstar shakeup by the end of August after SummerSlam. So we're going to kind of have to wait and see. I'm not too sure yet, but we'll see what
I think it would be a good thing, honestly, you know. Because SmackDown, I really feel, is really head and shoulders above Raw right now. I know that superstars make the brands. And I think a little bit of extra juice on Raw might help with that, especially that women's division, SmackDown, you know, the whole thing. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, speaking of extra juice, kind of amping up the Raw roster, let's talk about that Alexa Bliss and Lily, guys. People have been thinking that her actual charismatic, whatever you want to call it, type of persona figure is actually going to be Liv Morgan. Some people, what do they think? Nikki Cross. I'm thinking, to be honest with you, and I think we're going to find out by Hell itself for sure, or next week.
I told you, I mean, we made our predictions in our last Raw recap. If you haven't checked that out, go check that video out. It's a very good video. I'm telling you, Liv Morgan, they didn't get rid of her for a reason. I think she suits this role rather perfectly. Remember back in the day, people thought she was going to be Sister Abigail alongside Bray Wyatt. So I think this Abby character would be perfect for Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd be upset either way. I would love whoever it would be. But talking about being upset to Shayna Baszler. So I guess if you guys have not checked out our last Raw recap video, check it out because you will understand what this means. But pretty much Shayna was on Raw last week and she was in a six-woman tag team match where Alexa Bliss ended up showing up ringside with Lily, and Alexa Bliss seemed to use paralysis to paralyze Shayna Baszler, allowing Asuka to just beat her with Shayna not even moving. Fans were just super upset about that and just said it made no sense and it was just completely stupid. But I guess if they want to, you know, build up Alexa Bliss in that powerful figure with Lily and the supernatural type of Sheem, I think that's a smart way to go. But fans were really upset about that. People are just way too crucial when it comes to storylines like this.
I mean, I think I can kind of understand, because look at the caliber of Shayna Baszler. I feel like fans are just kind of getting fed up because I think they want her to do more on Monday Night Raw. I think she should be a singles competitor. I've talked about this multiple times now. you know, with her moveset, the Carafuda clutch and everything like that. People wanted her to go up against figures like Ronda Rousey when she had the title and everything like that. Both have MMA backgrounds. I mean, I think people are just getting fed up and frustrated with Shayna Baszler being put in these silly angles, being paralyzed and so on and so forth.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to wait and see either Raw next week or Hell in a Cell, so just stay tuned. But let's move to our last rumor. I don't think this is much of a rumor. I think this is something that we know is going to happen, and we're kind of been waiting for it. Kind of sucks for Rey and Dominik, but the Usos two win the SmackDown Tag Team.
Oh, yeah, we knew this was coming.
You know, yeah. I don't think we have seen the best of Rey and Dominik together, especially with this COVID stuff, not being able to see them in person, and then them losing the titles before we even get to seeing them live. So kind of sucks for them, but I guess if they want the Usos to be pushed with Roman, that's the way to do it.
I mean, that's WWE booking for you. They never like taking the titles off of heel versus heel. They like doing heel versus face. Yep. So I think the Dominik and Rey angle with them winning the titles was just kind of a holdover to get the Usos the titles at Hell in a Cell, probably. Sad to see, but you know, WWE's always got to have, you know, the heels take the titles off the face. You know, nothing will ever change there. So,
well, we'll have to wait and see. But everybody stay tuned. We will come back live with you for a Friday Night SmackDown recap Saturday morning and a NASCAR recap Saturday night, actually, will be posted. So just stay tuned for that, and we will keep you guys posted. And, of course, the following Monday Night Raw next week, stay tuned for that. We'll be posted Tuesday morning. So
yeah,
wait till Hell in a Cell actually opens up and we'll see who returns and what actually happens.
Yeah, we'll try and get a live video out there for you guys with that one as well. So we will be busy. Make sure you always click that like, comment, and subscribe button, and we will catch you next time. Peace out. No chance, that's what you got.